All right, today is day 11 of the Writers Guild of America strike, and while there's been lots of attention paid to the plight of the writers on the picket lines, there have been some really damaging unintended consequences that have gone largely unreported. Number one, because of a dearth of scripted shows that they can shoot, ABC has announced it's bringing According to Jim back as a mid-season replacement. As Marlon Brando would say in Apocalypse Now.
Did you make
now,
that up or is that real?
The horror. That is real, my friend. That is from Variety.
I just sidebar, Jim Belushi, luckiest man alive.
And if there's one person that's going to eat out of this strike, it's Jim Belushi. And there is no justice in the world. The second, though, unintended consequence, and this is actually a big one, L.A.'s local economy is reportedly grinding to a halt. You might not think of L.A. as a one-industry town, but it kind of is. I mean, restaurants are reportedly empty. No one's valet parking their cars means those valets are out of work. The Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation says if this strike lasts as long as the last one, which was in 1998, local losses could top $1 billion. And one of those ancillary businesses getting hit is a place called Cinema Paper Rentals and Graphics in North Hollywood. It provides fake paperwork for movies and TV shows. We'll explain what that is in a minute. First, though, we're talking to Judy Bell. She owns Cinema Paper. She's on the line now. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you out there in Los Angeles.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, so wait. What exactly do you guys sell?
Well, we don't sell that much, but we do rent. And what we rent is paperwork and folders and graphic design and office dressing for any TV show, film, or commercial that needs to make something look real. It can be anything from children's artwork on a refrigerator to the stuff that lawyers handle or the stuff in the background in a doctor's office or a hospital or the charts or the clipboards, any of that, binders, fake money, fake IDs, passports, badges, everything that you see, even stuff that they blow up, like when paper explodes or photographs or bulletin board dressing, police
so,
stuff.
So anytime someone's complaining about doing too much paperwork or holding a binder or something, or there's something that says Seattle Grace Hospital. I don't know if you actually do Grey's Anatomy or not, but that's stuff you guys make, and you rent those out to people? Why don't they just buy a ream of fake hospital paper? Why do they rent that?
It's actually harder to find than you think, and it has to be cleared. It can't have Social Security numbers. It has to be manufactured and fabricated just for that purpose. And if they buy it, then they own it, and then where do they keep it in between? They just, it's a storage problem, too, because sometimes they do have a stagnant set, like a recurring set, that they use over and over again. And eventually, shows like West Wing will make their own paperwork because they're running so long, and they have, like, a recurring set that they just need the stuff, and they can't afford to just keep renting it. And
well,
sometimes they'll buy it from us then.
Well, how's this strike affecting you, Judy?
A lot. We've had several orders simply canceled. We've had other orders that aren't just coming in. I mean, I know I've been doing this for 5 years, and, you know, this time of year is usually actually pretty busy. I know it sounds a little strange right before Thanksgiving and the winter holidays, but this time of year is pretty, pretty busy. It's not as busy as January usually is, but it's a busy time. And right now, we are not busy at all. I had to lay one person off and tell everybody else just to take as much time off as they need. You know, don't come in kind of thing. Because if there's not work to be done and there's not orders going out, then I don't really have the income to pay the employees or meet the expenses, the day-to-day expenses of running a business.
Are you kind of upset with the writers, or do they have a point?
Oh, I'm not really upset with anybody because I totally understand both sides of the fence. That's my problem. I can see the producer's side and I can see the writer's side. I really just wish that they would settle it as quickly as possible and think of everyone. You know, I think there's a little fairness that they both feel they deserve and a little greed involved on both sides as well. I think to myself, gee, if they're fighting over the residuals on one thing or another, maybe they should just give it all to charity or something.
Can't you just,
you know?
Yeah, can't you just print your own fake money to pay your employees with?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? No, we have to only print one-sided money. That would be blank on the other side.
Oh, wait, you're not allowed to print two-sided fake money?
No. There's certain rules and regulations. If you do print two-sided fake money, then it has to say some really absurd things on it to make sure and be a different size ever so slightly.
That's interesting.
So that it's obviously not counterfeit because you will get in trouble otherwise.
How did you get into this business? I mean, what's the short version?
Short version. I've been doing graphics for a really long time, and I worked on the movies and art department and props, decoration for about 12 years. And then a friend of mine had this business and wanted me to help him manage it. And then I actually just bought it from him in February.
Oh, gosh, Judy. So bad. Well, hopefully your luck turns around a little bit. If I need to get out of the country, I'm going to be calling you for a fake passport. Judy Bell.
Fantastic. Yes, we do that.
Judy Bell, owner of Cinema Paper Rentals and Graphics in Los Angeles, California, on The Beep, talking about the writer's strike. And that, dear friends, brings us to the end of this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We want to thank you for listening.
I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Check out our blog, npr.org/BryantPark.